The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Good day. I sound like Scott Shannon.
A little bit.
Too early.
Yeah. Extra DJ-y.
Yeah. So why are we here today? Why are we here now? Why?
That's a great question.
Why? Thursday, the 3rd of July, getting going with another hour of conversation. Jennifer Horn is here. She's not going to be here tomorrow, though. I'll be here tomorrow. Kenny will be here tomorrow. Richie will be here tomorrow. Jennifer will be here tomorrow. All right, so you have... Right, exactly. That's exactly what I want to express. I'm getting ripped off here because the weather was supposed to be bad today, and now it looks like it's going to be good. Yeah, tomorrow looks like...
Well, isn't that good news?
Well, I guess it depends on which circle you're in. In my world, I had planned to do work in the rain today, so now I have to come... back around and figure out what I'm going to do in the sunshine. Humidity yesterday. Whew, was it hot.
Oh, I bet. And it's like 90-something, too, isn't it?
Well, we had a hay day yesterday on the farm.
Hey.
And the hay is nice, wonderful hay this time of year. Two guys on the wagon were just oof. And so I had them take an hour off because it was in the, really the warmth of the heat, the top of the day. And we didn't, and it looked like it was going to rain. So we hustled back.
How's that one guy who's off the wagon?
Ah, he's doing fine, thanks very much.
Good.
Speaking of being off the wagon, intelligence officials concerned about a new Al-Qaeda effort to create a bomb that would go undetected through airport security. How do you like
Perfect.
That? Starting off, if today is the first day of the rest of your life, and I guess it is,
you
and
know
this
what?
Hour
I think
is the first hour of your day, what should we do?
We should probably just strip naked when we go through the airport.
No. Is this a plant?
Don't you think that's next?
No, you know what these things turn into? Here's me and Mr. Cynical. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, hello. The people who want more control over everything in your life, how do we know this is true? Where did this information come from?
I think it's probably true.
Inside. Why do you think it's true?
Well, because I watch too many sci-fi movies.
Oh, all right. Good for you. I don't know that... Well, look at all the things that happen in the sci-fi movies that don't happen in real life. Look at all those horrible creatures that exist in somebody's mind that they bring in, whether they're the creatures that were the bad guys in the last Tom Cruise movie or these Transformer things. Ugh. Where is that reality? Is the reality in somebody's head? Is somebody creating that? Or, because thoughts are things, and somebody has thought this up, sooner or later it's going to be reality. It's on a screen now. That doesn't mean that it's happening. It just means it happened in somebody's mind. So in this circumstance, who are these intelligence officials, and how do they know that Al-Qaeda is trying to create a bomb? Would you put it past them? No. But they
have Al-Qaeda created bombs before.
Yeah, well, what kind of bombs have they created? A bomb in your shoe? A bomb that might have been used in some other circumstance in somebody's shorts? Or they tuck it up there, you know what, there took us? Those are the sorts of things we're talking about. That would go undetected through airport security. Where is there the technology to do that? I guess we probably figured it out with all the money we spend on R&D. Some nutbird in the Defense Department has said, yeah, let's get a, see if we can come up with something we can stick up one's tuchus, make sure it doesn't blow up, but we can hide it. Let's see if that's possible. Can we do that? It's kind of like creating germs. The idea that somebody wants to see in a laboratory how bad a germ we can create. And then when they created, wasn't there a problem a month or so ago with that kind of a, of a germ to get out of control somewhere?
Yeah, there's that anthrax thing in Atlanta.
Yeah, right. Okay. So there are people who want to try to convince us that this is possible by creating it themselves. Look, I can do it, so if I can do it, they can do it. Anything they can do, I can do better. So what are we doing? What are we thinking? How is that a reality when you look at what's going on in Iraq and Syria, where the militants, the Sunnis, the extremists, trying to tighten up on this territory? They want the independent state of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, to become a reality. Who do you think is going to pay attention to these people? Who do? You think they're going to get a seat in the United Nations Security Council? What do they
think? Probably not.
Do they just want
the gold? Do they care, though? Do they want to be in the United
States? Are they so fanatically crazed about their religion that that's all they care about? I think, to a point, there are some who are that crazy. We got into this whole big discussion yesterday about whether or not the ideas that are put forth by these people have value in this world. And where do the ideas come from? There is not, in the minds of those people over there, one inkling of corresponding thought in our minds. They just don't think like we do. It's like they're beings from another planet. So do they have to think like us? No. But come on. At some point, somebody's got to wake up and say, oh, this is craziness. What are you trying to do? What are you accomplishing? We're getting what we want. Now, I'm having a two-sided conversation. Mm-hmm. Why do they want that? We don't know because we don't understand their thinking. Am I right?
Well, I think, behind every pursuit, I think, in human nature is the pursuit of power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these people, I think, associate having, before this brotherhood has not had a place, they've had countries that are kind to them. Mm. They've had countries that are similar, that have similar beliefs to them, but they don't have actual geography. They don't have space, and so
they want
to
do what Israel. What they'll say
now,
here is
got it.
Right. We want to create a state that's ours, like the Israelis created a state for Judaism.
Right.
We want a state for Muslimism. Is that a word?
Well, it is now. I think
Muslimism.
We all get it. I mean, I think that's an
it
accurate
isn't.
Statement.
Yeah. Right. All right. So there we are. I'm accurate. Remember that, folks. 888-302-3684. Excuse me, you and I argued about this time yesterday. 888-302-3684 for the Doug Stephan Good Day program on the air live. And we'll be here live tomorrow. Well, all of us except for Jennifer. 888-302-3684. And then there's facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. See what Kenny has and what he's monitoring there. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStephan.com. Summertime! And clearance time, it's the best deal of the year on the best-selling product Chamonix has ever developed, Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus features arginine, which is an amino acid that safely widens your arteries, maintains normal blood pressure levels in your body. If you have high blood pressure, brings them down to acceptable levels. But that's not all. Getting the blood to your body, your muscles, your heart, your brain, is something you all should really want to achieve. And the fact that doctors are discovering new arginine benefits every day, the interesting research that shows along with blood pressure, arginine restores the elasticity of the arteries in your body. You get older, things get a little tighter, things get a little less flexible, that sort of thing. And Heart Factors Plus helps you with the 6 fantastic antioxidants that it has, the ingredients that make your heart healthy. You'll figure out why it's the best-selling product these people have ever had when you dial 800-577-8560. That's 800-577-8560. It's the best-selling supplement this company has ever had. So you can order Heart Factors Plus right now during the summer clearance sale. Get 3 months' supply of Heart Factors Plus. Plus, without asking, I feel like the guys in My Cool Inventions, bless the guys that go on home shopping, if that's not enough, there's more. And
we'll
there is
double
one.
Your order.
Yeah. Well, in a sense, that's what this is like. CoQ10, very important for your heart and your system as well. And so this new product they have at Chamonix, it's a CoQ10 product with fish oil. You get a full 3 months' supply of that with your 3 months' supply of Heart Factors Plus. Ordered by dialing 800-577-8560. 3 month money back guarantee. You'll feel the difference. You'll know there's something going on in your body that's better. Amazing results for having dialed 800-577-8560.
This weekend during Guitar Center's 4th of July sale, save up to 50% off our guaranteed lowest price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Squire Strat or Ibanez acoustic guitar, just $89. Or a Pearl drum set for just $199. A digital piano for only $199. Or a PA system for $119. Get 5 sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $20. Plus special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Sunday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com. Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massive Responder.
Remember that?
It's the deal of the day. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. 5 years after the beginning of the Great Recession, how are things with you? Most states have not regained all the jobs they lost, even though the nation as a whole has regained some jobs.
My answer would be, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to create more entrepreneurs, more people starting their own business, more people like the folks you'll find at dreambigamerica.us or mycoolinventions.com. Check those out. And if you're trying to start a business and you're looking for a way to get it funded, if you've got a really good idea that people will support, you can make a crowdfunding attempt and raise money that way. We've talked to more people. If you go to dreambigamerica.us or mycoolinventions.com, the inner effort for me here as a radio entrepreneur is to encourage people to go out, take their idea, and make something of it. And we have that sort of thing.
Better than hitting yourself in the face when somebody else thinks that your same idea, right?
Well, the other side of that is because the job recovery isn't really a job recovery. A lot of people are just not getting work. They're not finding jobs, there is either a way for you to be independent and feel good about yourself, or you suck off the public teat. And frankly, that's getting tiresome for those of us who are paying for those of you who don't work. Isn't it? Jennifer's working harder, and she's not showing any more in the bottom line. Ken's working harder. He's not showing any more in the bottom line.
Only bags in my eyes.
Yeah. Okay, I got something to take care of that. You ready?
Yeah.
The new GenuCell with stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under your eyes. It's a great thing for men and women. If you're not getting enough sleep and your eyes are beginning to show it, here's a number to call, 800-543-9262. I'm not being facetious. Is that a word I've been using a lot lately? You notice that?
Facetious?
Facetious.
It's a good word.
Yeah, it is a good word.
Plus, it feels good to say.
It does. It feels wonderful. This will feel even better when you look in the mirror after 2 weeks and you'll see the difference. Puffiness gone, bags gone, lines gone. Keep them gone with GenuCell, 800-543-9262. That's the way to smarten up that smiley face of yours. 800-543-9262, 21 after, and good day.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Sniff. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Why not? Let's have some hot fun, Jen Jen.
Let's do it, Dougie. Mm-hmm.
Sly and the Family Stone. Sounds better if you crank it up, Michael. Yoo-hoo, Michael.
Ham! Oh, there we go.
Your call's very important to him.
Enough of that. I think we've all had it. Right. Hot fun in the summertime. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A little biz buzz to go along with what we were talking about a few minutes ago. The essence of where all the money is, where all the jobs have gone. Just for a little bit of inspiration, on this day in 1819, July 3rd, 1819, the first day for the first bank in the first city of America. New York City had the first bank, and the first day saw deposits of $2,807 in the New York Bank for Savings. First bank, and it was opened by a guy who had some money, decided that he wanted to help other people loan his money, and so thus began a business. It wasn't the first bank ever in the history of the planet, for sure, but it was the first business bank in the United States. And look what's happened. I mean, we can say there are mostly good things that have happened. Without capital, without money, you can't grow all these businesses that we're talking about. So that's the good side of banking. The bad side of banking is that people, a lot of times, especially as things grew and more individuals had banks till they were regulated, they were pretty greedy. So there were some people who were loaned money, and the people in the bank knew they weren't going to pay the money back, but they were going to get the assets that were covered by the loan agreement. And that happened an awful lot earlier on in this country. And I think to a point, actually, it still happens now. I think there are people who loan other people money, and they want to not really help them out. They want to own whatever it is. They look at all the, how many times you see that as a theme of an old Western, right? The guy's coming
into
town.
Yeah, the bad guy wants it just as an investment.
Yeah, right, exactly. And oftentimes they're running banks. Instead of just shooting the guy and taking his land, this becomes an easier way for him to get it. I've been watching.
Like Donald Trump. What have you been watching?
Too many movies. All right. Now, here's another exciting adventure. How many men and women, probably more men, made their fortune in America in the railroad business? You realize how many fortunes were made by people who came up with, who developed the steel rail? Who developed the concept? There have been rails, there were railroads all over the world before they came here. But there was something about the process and the way steel was manufactured that created wealth for a lot of people. And then that steel was used to make the locomotive. And cars were made out of steel. And so the two industries together, the steel industry and the railroad industry, brought tremendous gains to America. Where would America have been back in this, on this date, 1871, the Denver and Rio Grande Western Railroad Company introduced the first narrow-gauge locomotive, and that's what we use, what we call narrow-gauge. The gauge that was instituted then is the gauge we use now on trains. But again, thinking about all of the minds that went together and all the different businesses that came out of that, fantastic to think about, isn't it? That's something to celebrate about America as we celebrate America's birthday this week, 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, can Hillary Clinton be Romneyized as a one percenter because of her wealth?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Alter. Hillary Clinton seemed to stumble in talking about her wealth on her book tour. Can she be Romneyized as a mere one percenter? Or is this just another case of overanalysis of a frontrunner?
I do think it's a narrative now that is going to dog her. And as someone pointed out, the Clintons were almost $10 million in debt when they left the White House. But you only accrue that much debt if you're really rich or have the potential to be very rich. And very quickly, they were on the positive side of the ledger, partly because they can go to so many corporations who pay them enormous amounts of money to give little speeches. So they really live incredibly privileged lives. And if you don't seem aware of that, or if you have a sense of grievance, as she does in a certain respect, it might not play well.
I do think that she's going to have to answer at a certain point about taking, $100,000, $200,000 a pop for these Goldman Sachs speeches. There's an element of the Democratic Party that is going to be unhappy about that when they find out more of the details. And while this particular comment will fade, there will be other things that reflect their, lifestyle that she'll have to answer for. It won't be crippling for her.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've got Arthur.
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 Arthur. Arthur. Boo on Arthur. Exactly. I'm looking at some cloudy skies as this morning the sun comes up over the Brooklyn Bridge. The business.
You're not
of,
in New York.
Sorry, I am not, but I'm looking at pictures of New York right now through the magic, the miracle, the connective tissue that's called Fios. Thank you very much for providing me with all these pictures of how ugly and gray the sky looks in New York this morning. How about in Washington, Kenny? Well, I mean, Michael, what's it look like in Washington today?
Looks nice.
Does it?
Nice day. Tomorrow, rain.
There's a storm a-brewing, Ken.
There is a
storm
a-brewing. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen with an examination of what Arthur will bring to the East Coast. Let's get everybody scared. Let's work. You know that they canceled, well, they didn't really cancel, they changed the 4th of July holiday fireworks, the pops, to tonight because they're worried, that the storm will make a mess. What in the world?
Did you just snort?
Are you okay? I had some grapes. And so sometimes...
Through your nose or just through your regular pie hole?
I think it went back down through one hole and came up the other way.
Wow.
Anyway, so the storm is expected to become a hurricane today, bringing high winds, rough seas, dangerous currents, and maybe even flooding. Wow. So what's happening for some people in some areas, northeast coast, from the Delmarva up, sort of where you are, Michael, in Washington, you go out to the coast and then go up about 400 or 500 miles. And the storm that is Arthur, that's last time I looked at about 190 miles south of Cape Fear. What a great name for a place, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Fear, right?
Yeah.
Think about all the capes. We have Cape Canaveral sounds pretty
amazing. Cape Crusader.
Yeah, the Cape Crusader.
Cape Cod.
We have Cape Hatteras. And then there's Cape Cod. Mm-hmm. Yes. and strikes fear into the hearts of lots of men.
It does for me, because I'll tell you this, not to derail your train of thought here.
Of course.
You know I'm going to, though, if I have to introduce it that way.
Absolutely.
When I was visiting the Bostonary, which I love, think I've told you that before, love Boston.
Yeah.
I actually, in my mind, had thought that Cape Cod was like a singular place.
Really?
God, I didn't realize it was just a huge, massive land.
Yeah.
And so my coworker, Aaron, and I went looking for Cape Cod, and we got very lost, and it was very dark, and we didn't find a whole lot, and it was bad.
You didn't go south far enough from Boston.
Maybe.
That was
it was a bad mission, though.
Right. Well, the mission of Arthur is to follow up Disrupt Independence Day. Maybe that's because the gods are upset with America. You think that's what the problem is?
Yeah.
You think the universe is upset with America?
Well, I think it's just hurricane season, Dougie.
Oh, you think it's early for hurricane season? We don't usually see hurricanes.
First day of hurricane
late
season.
No, that was June 1st. It's supposed to be, isn't it June 1st, Kenny? Until the end of November? Yeah.
So it's time.
I don't ever remember a hurricane in my life, but I may not remember them all, that occurred before August, some point in August, late August, September, early October. That's usually the toughest part. Yeah, exactly. People say, oh, my God, look at what climate change is doing to us now. Look at the hurricane, 75 miles an hour, those winds. And it may be that the status gets upgraded according to what is happening here. Yesterday, this time, it was moving at 6 miles an hour. Today, it's moving at 9 miles an hour, and every single newscast on every single station in Boston, look out, your holiday will be ruined. It's horrible, it's terrible. Can you imagine if you're in Ocean City, Maryland? People actually are evacuating some of these areas along the coast. It's a Category 1 hurricane, expected to have winds of 85 miles an hour as it moves up the Carolinas. Once it gets on the coast there, you know how fast these things move? If they don't, 9 miles an hour, how's it going to get to New York and New England by late today and into tomorrow? At 9 miles an hour, you know how far it is from the Carolinas?
How fast you go in L.A. traffic today.
Yeah.
Getting out of town.
Right, yeah. No big storms in L.A. today, though, right?
Oh, no.
All right, so those
like
of you
90 degrees and dry
who are worried about this, don't be worried. It's one of those things. Will it mess up the 4th of July? Yeah, maybe it will.
So are you supposed to get rain this weekend, Dougie?
We're supposed to get rain. Actually, the forecast called for rain today, and I've just gone through the hour by hour, and it doesn't look like any rain today. We're supposed to get a lot of rain tomorrow, which is good because I don't... last year, I think I said the same thing about the same time, when we had been through months, what seemed like months and months of rain, and really, we had frost in the ground here from the farming perspective. We had frost in the ground when we were plowing in April. The rain started in late April, pretty much washed out May. Couldn't get much done in May. Here and there you get some things in the ground. But I'm just now planting most of my corn, and I might do a little bit more of that today to get it in the ground. I've got 90-day corn, so it'll be ready if I'm figuring correctly. So I have July 1 month. August and the month
of
September.
Are you supposed to be knee-high by the 4th of July?
That would be a nice thing to aspire to, yes.
But you're not knee-high by tomorrow, huh?
No, probably not. But put the seeds in the ground this week. Probably won't see knee-high until the end of the month. But it's okay. It just doesn't make for optimum the kinds of things that we're trying to create here for good winter crops. That is good hay, good corn for sow, that kind of stuff. That help make the cattle live better and have better quality of life. It's funny because people think, well, you're thinking about the better quality of life for your animals? Yeah, I am. And Mother Nature hasn't helped a lot, except the grass is thick and rich, and you got to get at it all. And I have about maybe 250 acres of hay to get in. And it's already at once. Okay, all needs to be done today. So anyway, those are things that farmers, many of you don't. The reason I tell the stories about the farm because many of you don't know what goes on the farm anymore. It's really amazing how many people come around to my farm and don't realize, even if they're coming to the farm, the children don't realize the milk comes out of cows. And when they find out they can go in and look at the cows being milked, or they can go in the pasture and take a tour, they're amazed. Look at these. And most parents, scratch most, many parents have taught their children to be afraid of everything. So the cows, because they're big, are something to be afraid of. When the cows are the gentlest, sweetest, nicest animals, you look in those beautiful big brown eyes of the Jerseys, and they're just great animals. And yet, so many parents are teaching their children to be afraid of everything. I mean everything. And noise, you start the tractor, kids run away from the tractor screaming, "Mommy, Mommy, Mommy, it's so loud!" And they're actually holding their ears. What are we doing?
Well, it's loud, Dougie.
It's not that loud.
Huh?
Yeah. Thank you. All right, so we've taken care of the holiday stormer, have we? I have, I didn't leave enough answer time for an answer. Are we done with the holiday storm?
I think so.
Anybody?
We'll get back to Arthur.
You've got relatives in the Carolinas, Kenny. What are they saying about the storm?
It's funny. My sister and her family were going to visit my parents for the 4th of July weekend in Myrtle Beach, which is where Arthur is right about now.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
Hey, I don't know what
thanks for ruining that.
Did you ask about my relatives in North Carolina?
No, I didn't, because I forgot you had relatives.
I do.
Yes, I do. They're kissing cousins to Kenny's relatives?
That's right. Uh-huh. Oh, that would be so cute, Ken. We should do
that. It would be cute.
Yeah.
All right, mine are okay, because they're inland, Dougie.
All right, what do you have for comments?
I just wanted you to ask me.
Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Kenny, what are people saying about the storm, if anything?
I don't have anything on the storm yet. I know Jay had said that we had asked about 4th of July plans.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't have any. They were battening down the hatches. But I do have comments about what we were talking earlier about the airport security.
Yes.
And they're all in line with what you were saying. Matt says, so until yesterday, none of these analysts, advisors, and officials were coming up and warning about bomb makers. Surprising that they appear now.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's going to happen. Some stealthy plastic bomb is going to show up at an airport, and security will brilliantly catch it just in the nick of time, and this will quickly allow Congress, the Senate, and the President to authorize an attack on ISIS.
Ah!
There you go.
Bombs from ISIS. There you go. Hadn't even thought about that.
Conspiracy theorist.
Remember when there have been stories around about people who have tried to... Remember firemen who set fires to justify their jobs? That kind of stuff? You've heard those stories, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, same thing. That's what this is. Same sort of thing, at least in my mind. It is. All right. What else do you have, Kenny?
Nina says, make an announcement of threats coming from there to scare ordinary people about shoe bombs, laser bombs, bottle bombs, toothpaste bombs, and pump more money into the war on terror. Divert people's attention from the administration failures and repeat the circle for whoever's in charge next time.
Who put the bomb in the bomb-ba-bomb-ba-bomb? Who put the ram in the ram? Remember that song?
Ding dong.
Yeah. So does this play into, when you talk about headlines, the immigration showdown, the invasion, all of a sudden we have children everywhere who just seem to have shown up. There's a story floating around about an 11-year-old who died in the desert. You see that story? Somebody died.
Yeah, it was in Texas, wasn't it?
Yeah, coming across the border into Texas. And this, I think, 11-year-old, maybe 9-year-old, some young person, having been out and exposed to the elements for 3 or 4 days, died of either thirst or malnutrition or something. And so now, oh, Americans, do you see what a horrible, this is terrible. How can you allow these young children who just want to have all the best that America has to offer? They want to come to America, and we're allowing them to die in the desert. How can you do that?
Because it's our fault.
It becomes our fault. Exactly. If we made it easier for all these people to come across the border, why would we, if we wouldn't have this guilt on our
how it gets
blood
so,
on our hands. It's an invasion.
I know we're blessed to live in the United States. Every day I know that. But I don't know as a parent how it gets so bad that you send your child out on their own without either accompanying them or, you know, just sending them out to go try to find their way in America. It just seems so weird and wrong on so many levels.
It does. It's a real weird thing. There was a town meeting in Marietta, Southern California. You know where that is?
I do. Uh-huh.
All right. So there was a town meeting about this. One of the ladies who lives there said, this is an invasion. Why isn't the National Guard stopping them from coming in?
You know why? Because this is what was going on here in Southern California. Marietta is like, kind of like a desert town near Hemet and towards Palm Springs.
Yeah.
They had, the government of California or whoever decided to take a big, huge busload of these kids to Marietta to dump them off there. And the townspeople said, you're not doing that.
Yep.
And sent that bus right back to wherever they came from.
Yeah. They went back to Texas. They were bused from Texas.
Yeah.
Processing centers there are being overwhelmed. So what does that mean? Processing them for going home? Processing them for staying? Unga bunga. Here's a response.
You know,
yesterday at this
talking
time.
Talking to my dad, actually, and this isn't a bad idea, Dougie.
Yeah.
He said, okay, you've got all these kids here. What are we supposed to do with them? He's like, Barack Obama wants to close down Gitmo. He's like, why not turn it into a gigantic daycare center?
Gitmo Daycare Center.
Okay, so you think about it and you're like, all right, that's a little cavalier there, Mike Horn. But you know what? Maybe he had a bouncy house and all of a sudden it's a daycare.
Yeah, yeah, bouncy house at Gitmo. See that happening. Yeah. Okay, that's
okay. There you go, a solution.
All right. Yesterday at this time, I was interviewing a lady whose name I can't remember. Can you refresh my memory about this lady?
It's about this time, though.
It was yesterday.
Suzanne Gordon.
Okay. Ms. Gordon presented a number of situational facts, so she said. She's a Baltimore law professor, and I asked her about the court rulings yesterday. Wasn't it? Oh, it was the VA. Sorry, Michael, you're right. It was about there was another person I had a run-in with about.
That was a couple days ago.
That's right. So
this one was all about the VA.
And this was about the VA.
Debate between privatizing and government run.
Right, exactly. All right. So she wasn't thrilled with what was going on. I wasn't thrilled with her. And so we didn't have a very pleasant conversation. So here's Harry Hamill. I'm not sure it's that Harry Hamill, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
He writes to us from Salisbury, Maryland, where he's listening to the Good Day program. Just had to tell you regarding that so-called analysis by the U of Baltimore law professor. Seems to me that when a law professor is asked to analyze a court ruling, it ought not to start out with very troubling. Can you say agenda? I hope in the future you will consult a legal expert rather than a political commentator. I am a U of B alum.
Hmm.
Well, I think she was sort of both, wasn't she, Kenny? Wasn't that what she sort of presented? And I sort of made...
You know, we've kind of done this to ourselves, though. Mm-hmm. Find someone who can actually comment without interpreting it in some way or adding their spin to it. It's very difficult. And that's because of the trend in the news. Yeah, it's a trend in the news media is that everybody can throw in their own opinion instead of just reporting about the facts.
So what are we doing here? What basically we're presenting are the facts as we know them.
I don't think you and I could ever be considered news media.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't consider myself. I never considered myself a journalist when I was running a news radio station in Boston in the mid-80s. And I think that term is abused and misused, and we don't really know what journalism is anymore, frankly. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program. But there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
After the hour now, Tech Talk time on our 3rd of July program. Shelley Palmer here to talk with you about the Supreme Court's ruling against the TV service Aereo, pretty much putting them out of business, I'm going to guess. Let's listen and learn.
I'm Pam McKissick. Decades ago, the U.S. was all about good service. Good service sounded something like this. Could I help you with that? It would be my pleasure. Over time, good service became old-fashioned, and we got information instead. You can solve that yourself, you know. Do you have an online manual in front of you? Information is different than good service. Soon there was too much information, and employees were overwhelmed. They ended up saying things like, I'd like to help you, but I'm so exhausted. We're on double shifts here. I could pass out. That didn't sound good. So businesses trained employees to be cheerful. Wish I could help. Sorry. Have a nice day. Now we're in the era of five-minute friendships, which sounds like this. Man, I wish I knew the answer to that. Haven't you been in here before? That is a cool sweater. Personally, I think it's time to circle back to good service. I own a company called Williamson Williams that sells real estate at auction. If you have real estate to sell, I would love to help you with that. It would be my pleasure. Call me, 1-800-986-9340. That's 1-800-986-9340.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. After months of debate and speculation, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against TV service Aereo in a 6-3 decision, effectively killing the service, at least in its current form. Barry Diller, Aereo's biggest financial backer and one of its most vocal supporters, said the ruling means it's over now for Aereo and there's no plan B. The ruling doesn't really affect the current TV landscape. Although Aereo's numbers were private, experts suspect there were only about 100,000 subscribers. However, the ruling's ramifications for the future are much greater, especially considering that in 3 years more people will watch primetime TV programming online than on broadcast TV. This ruling only delays the inevitable sea change coming to the broadcast world, and it'll help broadcasters keep their heads in the sand. It's likely this is the end of the road for Aereo, unless it completely reworks its business model, which doesn't seem very likely. I'd hate to think that this ruling inhibits innovation in any way, but only time will tell. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ready for another luxurious offer?
You know I am.
Good, because it's more fabulous savings from the new paint studio, Eddie.
Oh, cha-ching.
Right now, get $5 off instant savings with your Ace Rewards card on gallons of Clark & Kensington, Royal, Valspar Optimus, and Valspar Aspire.
It's a color travelist.
Exclusively at Ace.
Ace is the place to help the hardware folks.
Present Ace Rewards card July 2nd through July 7th to get savings instantly in store. Limit 3 gallons. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
I commute from Schenectady to Manhattan. It's about a 6-hour round trip. But it's cool. My family loves Schenectady, and I love books on tape. It's a lot of time to spend driving alone. On the other hand, Schenectady is really close to the highway, so...
Life is a long drive. Make sure your car is along for the ride. Mobil Super Motor Oil is formulated to help prevent sludge and protect against wear. Mobil Super, for long engine life.
The 4th of July is upon us. 4th of July, a popular day. A lot of families use the time to travel, and people all across our country are traveling this weekend. Before you pack up your car, though, Brian Osich may spark a couple of ideas to keep you safe and closer to home, in fact.
Many Americans celebrate the 4th of July by heading out on a road trip, but AAA's Nancy Kane says before you hit the highways, keep safety top of mind.
Always wear your seatbelt. Don't be a distracted driver. Distractions are a very common cause of crashes. So be alert at the wheel. Take breaks every 3-4 hours. And if you've got more than one driver, perhaps rotate drivers. Certainly if you're driving, avoid alcohol.
Since the 4th is this Friday, GM's James Bell says many travelers are avoiding long-distance trips.
I think a great idea is to actually look at some stuff that's not so far away from home. It's a good time to go to some of the landmarks in your local area, enjoy the local economy, and have a good time.
And as fireworks spark up the sky, Bell also says now's a good time to think about another kind of spark, spark plugs. He says the spark plugs on your engine need to work properly to power your vehicle. Over time, they wear out, and this affects your engine's performance. For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM. I'm Brian Osuch.
Well, hi.
Stefan's good.
Are we back?
Yeah, we are.
So, thank you, Michael. All your footsteps.
There's a lot of controversy about this Facebook study.
Yeah.
A Wall Street Journal article today suggests that it was poorly communicated. As a matter of fact, it's interesting. Not only does it have impact here in America, but the Brits are upset. There are regulators there investigating these revelations that have come out this week about Facebook and how they treated their users like laboratory rats in an experiment probing into their emotions. As you may or may not have heard, Facebook manipulated news and information that people were getting, what, 800, 900,000 people or more?
Something like that, yeah.
Feeds that were not really the real news. And they think this is, oh, yeah, this is just, you signed up for Facebook, so it allows us to mess with your mind. Perfect. There you go. There's a real good sales job being done by the people at Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.